Hello, welcome to the For Oakham Podcast. I want to thank you for joining me each and every episode. I do appreciate it. Everyone that does listen, and it does make me feel really great to know that type of level of support and get the feedback from everyone. It is appreciated. I do apologize for taking this long to get out the new episode. Normally, I do like to start the new season, so to speak, before the fall season start, cross country, volleyball, soccer, football. I'd like to have a little preview of each. But real life does intervene. Family and I have just moved to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Took a little time in planning, but everything's situated now. Really am enjoying it out here, as is the family. But have enjoyed watching Northwestern Athletics. Still plan on doing that. As per usual, made me think of back when I was in college in the late 90s, early 2000s, and we would have to call numbers and just wait to get football updates, and you would get phone calls in from people. I remember Blake Hines, a guy that I ran track with, a great teammate, even better person. I remember one time his father was at a football game. I believe it was Jacksonville State. Don't quote me on that. But his dad actually called us from, I believe it was a Waffle House or something, to tell us the score of the game, because, of course, there was no way to get the information. And you look at nowadays, you could just turn on your phone and get the score or video instantaneously, which is really cool to think of. So that's pretty awesome. I want to give a shout out to Mary Margaret Ellison, sportscaster from KALB. They had me on today, as always. It's really cool for them to have me on, and KALB has been such a great supporter of not only this podcast, but of Demon Athletics, and that's really cool to see, and it's awesome to be on there. I do appreciate them for having me. If you get a chance, go to KALB.com, look them up on Facebook. They do a great job covering Demon Athletics. Get to the story of the day, which is Demon football, of course. Demon football does have a bye week this week. I'm going to preview the Eastern Illinois game next week. Right now, just kind of talk about the state of the program. 0-3, and there's not much good to say. And I hate to be negative, but there really isn't much good to say. We played ULF yet, La Tech, and Stephen F. Austin 0-3, and none of the games were particularly close. There were some bright spots in ULF yet. I thought in that game, we looked, had flashes of greatness, flashes of a good team, and it just kind of fell apart against La Tech and Stephen F. Austin. One thing that is concerning to me is our run defense, a thing that I thought was a stalwart last year that we had. I thought a pretty decent run, or I should say good defense against the run. I don't know where it happened this year. Stephen F. Austin was gashing us early in the game. And the game that really concerns me, though, is Stephen F. Austin. With UL Lafayette, with Louisiana Tech, you can make the argument that, hey, you know what, they're upper division schools. They play FBS or FCS. Yes, we're all Division I, but they do have more resources available. They have more scholarships available. It's a valid excuse. I do think we should be competitive with them, but I think it is a valid excuse of why we lost to them, and even a lopsided loss, though, you again, you like to be competitive. The Stephen F. Austin game, there to me, there's no excuse to lose 41-7 to a team that is supposed to be our contemporary. And it's not that we lost 41-7. If it was a game that was 17-7 at halftime and it just got away late, I could understand that. That happens, even to the best of teams. But a game like this where it was 21-0, literally 5 minutes into the game, and it was over from that point. 34-0 at halftime, and we never threatened. 41-0 after the third, and you could even argue that the only reason we scored is because they literally took their foot off the brakes, and that's off the gas, I should say. It really scares me to think of that. But all not lost here, and to give little positives of people I saw, one, Cortavious Hawkins, formerly of Grambling State, now playing for Northwestern's quarterback. I think his stats are kind of misleading. If you look at him, he was 7-19, 62 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. I thought he did good coming in to the situation he came into. The two interceptions, yes, they weren't great throws. I do think they were good defensive plays, but I liked what he showed out there. Tyler Vanderwall, very good player, injured, not sure when or if he will be back. Hopefully he'll be back sooner than later. You know, he took a beating. He was sacked three times before he went out in the game. That's tough to see for any quarterback. So again, Hawkins came in. He did well. One thing I would like to see if we are going for it with Hawkins is I find he's a good, diverse playmaker. Tyler VanderWaal is more of a traditional step back passer. He likes to get in the pocket. He can throw it well. Not that he's slow by any means, but I think he's good in that traditional style offense. So the game plan, I think, was more around that. Hawkins, meanwhile, he's more, I think you roll him out. I like to personally get him under center, a single back formation, do a lot of bootlegs, kind of roll him out, strong side or weak side to the field, overload the defense and let him make the plays. I think he has really good vision, and I think you could see that. Same with Tyler VanderWaal. So I think at quarterback, I'm not too upset about them. Receiving wise, though, we've got to get the ball to people. We've got some great playmakers. We look at Scooter Adams, Darius Boone, Kobe Burrell, Kenny Lacy, Jaron Mitchell, Trayvon Jones, Twan Hines. I mean, you could go on and on. Zach Patterson, Stanley King. There are so many. Kennard King. So many names I could throw out there that are offensive weapons. And when you look at the offensive weapons we have, to me, there's no excuse for our offense to look as anemic as it has. And I believe the main problem is we have got to find our identity as a Northwestern team. And over the last, I would say, beyond this coaching staff, over the last 10 years, I can't tell you what our offensive identity is. Now, I can tell you in the late 90s, early 2000s, it was ground and pound. Worst came to worst, we could just give it to one of our big running backs. We can give it to Tony Taylor. We can give it to Ronnie Powell and just let them have fun. I don't know what our bread and butter is now. I really don't know what our offensive style is. I know what we're trying to do, but you have to have that bread and butter. You've got to have that MO of this is who we are, this is what we do. When all else fails, this is our bread and butter. And until we can figure that out, until we can make that happen, we're going to struggle. And the sad thing is, in my opinion, we have way too many talented players on this team to put up a performance like we did against Stephen F. Austin. Same thing defensively. You look at our defensive players, guys that are really good. Jared Pedraza, tremendous, one of the better players at Northwestern. Jaden Ward, Kevin Davis, Chancellor Owens, Manuel Brown, Travion Sneed, all really good players. And I could go on and on. DJ Johnson, the guy I can point to. They're all really, really good players. But again, there's something missing, something fundamentally wrong with this team. And we've got to get that fixed. There's just no excuse. I posted on Twitter, either Stephen F. Austin is the second coming of North Dakota State, or we have serious problems. Unfortunately, we're getting to that point where I believe we have serious problems. I don't envy the coaching staff. I really don't. Plain and simple, there's no quick fix. And we're at the point now, and the thing that scares me is some teams go out and expect to win. Some teams hope to win. Right now, we're that team when other people see us on the schedule, they say, well, that's an easy win. Now, they're not going to say that in public. In fact, you talk to Eastern Illinois, they're not going to say that. But you know they're thinking it. Same thing with everyone else. There was a person from an in-state conference school talked to me. And his exact words before schedule was made was, I hope Northwestern is before we play UIW because I want to be rested when we play UIW. And that's who we are right now. We have all the talent in the world. You can make all the excuses you want, but at the end of the day, you are what you are. There's an old story, and it's about a snake. There was a snake on the side of the road, and he was injured. And a rabbit came up to him and said, hey, snake, I see you. I'm going to help you across the road. And the snake said, but don't you understand, I'm a snake. And he goes, but you're also my friend. And right now, you're a herd animal, you're not a snake. And the snake said, okay. So they go across the street, and when they get to the other side of the street, the snake bites the rabbit. And rabbit says, why did you do that? And the snake says, it's because I'm a snake. Point of that story is you are what you are. Right now, you can say all the accolades you want, and our players have plenty. You can say all the coach speak you want, and we've heard it. But at the end of the day, you are what you are. And right now, we're a bad football team. Point blank. End of story. And I like our coaching staff. Support our coaching staff. I'm still a fan of Brad Laird. I still think he's a good coach. But at the end of the day, unless there's a major change, this will probably be the last year of that era. And that is something that pains me to say. And I want to get it fixed. I really do. But unfortunately, right now, we're a bad team, and we have been for a pretty long while. To the players on the team might be listening, you know, I feel for you. I know you're working hard. Keep working. Good things will come. I do think the bye week is coming at a good time. I remember when I was in college and ran for Northwestern. After a bad race, sometimes the extra day off kind of helps you just kind of refocus yourself. It helps you recalibrate. So if you're the football team, get some rest, heal up, recalibrate, and just know there's a long season. Eastern Illinois is a really solid squad. We're going to talk about them next week. They've got a lot of weapons, and they play fundamentally sound football. We're going to have a really good team coming out to Prather. And then after that, a conference play will start at Lamar. Another team that's, you know, going to come out ready to rock and roll. And you have Lamar Nichols, host Southeastern, then at McNeese. So that's a really, really tough stretch of five games. So we've got to figure it out. Moving on to some more positive news. Start off with volleyball. One of the coolest things that happened was having UCLA coming in to Prather a couple weeks ago. That was really cool. And wins and losses don't matter at this point. It's just getting the fact that you had a record crowd and a lot of positive attention at Northwestern. And that type of thing is something we need to see more of. And whoever set that up, great job. Great thing for both the soccer team and the volleyball team has both played Southeastern, which I think is solid squads. For volleyball, Southeastern actually upset LSU. Demons played against them, 3-2 win. That was really, really awesome. And then, of course, followed that up with 3-0 wins over Louisiana Tech and UL Monroe, which is always great to beat in-state schools, especially three games in a row. And really, that was just a weekend. You take in account Grambling, which was during the week also. That's four straight wins. Lady Demons right now on a five-game win streak, which is awesome. Played a really tough, I think, pre-conference slate, but they're doing really good right now. So I like where the volleyball team set it. They're doing a great job. For soccer, I find that the soccer team kind of started off a little rough-wise offensively. Defensively, they look as good as always. That's been a stalwart of Northwestern Lady Demons soccer for a long time. They're doing great jobs on that. Had a close game against LSU about 2 weeks ago. 2-1 loss on that one. Had chances toward the end to get a tie on that one. But start off a big win over Southeastern Louisiana. 1-0. That is a nice one. Southeastern is a really solid team. Great goal on that one by Sabrina Lopez, her second of the season. So great to see, again, people staying up. And if you look at the stats on that one, really pretty amazing when you look at the fact that we were outshot 10-9, three on goal for each. But if you look at the shots, I thought we had more quality shots than Southeastern. Great job for Lady Demons. And again, this soccer program, it really is one of the best programs we have at the school, doing some great news. One great bit of news I'll have to share before I leave is, which just came across my news feed this morning, was Mike Heimerman getting a contract extension at Northwestern. I think that's a great thing. He was one of my coaches when I was at Northwestern. In fact, I believe I was part of the first team he ever coached. And he was an assistant back then, but he is just a phenomenal person, phenomenal coach, great ambassador for Northwestern. And if you ever get a chance, go out there and talk to him. He's a very approachable guy. One of the few head coaches I know that if you just walk up to his office, he'll talk to you, whether you're a former player, whether you're just a fan, or just somebody who got lost in an athletic building and don't know where they're going. Trust me, it happens. When I was working as a student assistant coach, there were many times when people would just randomly show up at the door, wondering where certain places were. So, but Mike Heimerman's one of those guys that Some people just kind of wave you on. He's the guy that'll have a conversation with you, and just a tremendous guy, soft-spoken, but a real great coach. And what he's done with this program, especially last year, the best finish in the history of our track program, combined with men's and women's, it's really amazing. And I look forward to this coming track season and cross country as that gets rolling. So real excited about that. I do thank you for listening. I will be back next week. It should be Monday when that episode is released. We'll preview the Eastern Illinois game, talk more about the football team, more about soccer and volleyball. I do thank you for listening. Hope you have a really amazing weekend. Stay safe. As always, Forkham Demons.